Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When You're Downhearted by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 43:5. When I've prayed and prayed and haven't received the answer I'm hoping for, frustration and doubt threaten to take over. My thoughts become consumed with wondering, why? Why hasn't God answered? Why am I going through this? People around me can see I'm hurting because the sadness of unanswered prayers written all over my face. When things don't turn out the way we wanted, even after we've prayed, how do we get past the heartbreak? How do we find hope and keep praising God if the thing we prayed for looks like it'll never happen? A woman named Hannah in the Bible knew the deep sadness of unanswered prayer. She'd been praying for a child for many years. And to make matters worse, her husband's other wife, Peninnah, teased her because she couldn't have children. Hannah carried the same forlorn look on her face that I've carried so many times. Her sadness was evident to those around her. Her husband, Elkanah, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? 1 Samuel 1:8. The word downhearted can be defined as discouraged or in low spirits. Discouragement happens when we feel like there's something missing in our lives. Maybe it's a dream unfulfilled or a longing that won't go away or a prayer that wasn't answered the way we expected. Whatever the cause, we can trade downhearted for hopefulness by turning our focus toward God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 43:5. Hannah, too, had enough of feeling downhearted. One day she stood up, went into the temple, and poured out her anguish to the Lord. She discovered something she needed all along, to refocus through prayer. Hannah walked out of the temple a different person than she was before. 1 Samuel 1:18 records, "Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast." Hannah did eventually see her dream for a child fulfilled. And from her example, we can learn a valuable truth for those times when we're downhearted. Truth that will help us trade sorrow for a renewed perspective. Hannah's hope wasn't in the answer to her prayer. Her hope was in God alone. Let's find our own renewed hope from Hannah's story today and take any anguish we're carrying to the Lord with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, lately, discouragement has come against me like a fierce enemy. I've prayed and prayed, but haven't seen my prayer answered. I need you, Lord. Help me turn my discouragement around and find hope once again. I know you're working on my behalf, even when I don't see it. You know what's best for me, and your timing is perfect. Let the words of Psalm 43:5 be my prayer today. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. I will praise you, Lord, whatever the outcome. My hope is not in the answer to my prayer. My hope is in you. Thank you for filling the void in my heart. You are a good and faithful Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.